Hello. In today's podcast, I'm going to share with you a fun game to tackle negative self-talk for yourself and others. Hello. Welcome to your Biblical Neuroscience Coach podcast. Are you ready to change your conscious and subconscious thoughts so you have peace? And I'm talking the peace that Jesus died for you to have. Are you sick and tired of trying to figure out how to renew your mind so you can experience lasting change? I understand. I was one of those godly girls that didn't have any idea how to get out of the rut I was in. Hi, I'm Kim Reitzel, Master Certified Neuroscience Coach with a master's degree in clinical Christian counseling. And after years of discovering how to get out of my own pain, I have to say I have learned a thing or two. And I can't wait to share with you the things I've learned. We will dig into how God created our brain to work, using the latest in neuroscience and biblical proven ways to control your thoughts and emotions so we can be and experience heavenly confident. As a founder of the Bibletations app, I create easy ways to renew your mind so you can experience all the gifts God gave for you to experience here while we are still on earth. I also love to sprinkle in some of the latest fun ways to strengthen your whole body. So freshen your lipstick and pull on your short high heels and let's get into today's training. See you inside. Hi, beautiful. Welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to share a little story about something we used to do and we started years ago, and it still pops up now and then. Years ago, I had a friend who had a spa, and I used to help her out every once in a while in her spa business. And we started noticing that a lot of the people that were working there, they would make comments, negative comments about themselves. And one day we just decided we had had enough. And so anytime someone said something negative about themselves, we would say immediately, okay, that is not true. So say three things that are good about yourself. And, you know, it would put them on the spot. And, you know, sometimes they would come up with things and other times they weren't able to. So if they weren't able to come up with the three things, then us around, whoever heard them say it, would say three positive things that we saw about them. Well, you know, as this went on, this kind of created a little bit of wanting to make sure we didn't say something negative about ourselves, because we knew it was going to make us uncomfortable to try to come up with the three positive things. And I find it so interesting that in the Bible it says, love one another as you love yourself. Well, we've got things mixed up these days. We have a hard time even loving ourselves. So then how in the world can we ever begin to love other people? And this is a great little game you can play within your family. It can be in your work atmosphere. It can be with your husband, with your children, whoever, just whoever you run into. And it always, you know, strikes someone kind of like, oh my gosh, what? Especially when you say, okay, stop saying something negative. Give me three good things about yourself. It really makes people think. And it also, I think, is a great way that we get to express the talents and the gifts that God gives other people. This is in the Amplified Bible. It says, just as each one of you has received a special gift, a spiritual talent and ability graciously given by God, employ it in serving one another as in appropriate for good stewards of God's multifaceted grace, faithfully using the diverse varied gifts and abilities granted to Christians by God's unmerited favor. Whoever speaks to the congregation to do so, and one who speaks the oracles, utterance, the very words of God, Whoever serves the congregation is to do so as one who serves by the strength which God abundantly supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So I love this little game, you can call it, or it's a great way to reprogram someone's brain. It's a great way to get them out of the thought, or so often help them realize a thought that they just said out loud is even something they're thinking about themselves. And it can turn it around so we can get some positive feedback either from them, or we get to offer it as God's servants to speak out the very spiritual talents and gifts that we see in them. I love this. So I hope the next time you hear someone say something negative about themselves, you quickly say, "All right, stop that. Tell me three good things about yourself." And I would also add in there, "No, that's not true. Tell me three good things." And if they can't come up with three good things about themselves, you speak it over them. And God will give you the grace and the ability to come up with things right on the spot. It's not that hard. We need to help one another get out of the negative mindset, pull out those automations and those thought processes that are not serving them or one another, and help them plant new seeds. So I hope you have fun with this game. God bless. Everything you hear on this podcast is to be used for educational purposes and never meant to replace professional help. God bless. Hey, you made it to the end. I think we are godly girlfriends. Can I ask a favor of you? Can you leave me a review or 5 stars if you got a wonderful aha that's gonna change your life? Also, I wanna tell you about the Bibletations app. There, I share a lot of things that help automate God's word inside of us so we get the benefits of it. First of all, you get a daily prayer starter that's filled with a Bible verse with a power thought to say for that day. Also, there's Bibletations by subject matter. So anytime you're needing a little help and wondering what the scripture says, what the Bible tells you, you'll find it in that Bibletation. We have lots of them for you to choose from. There's so much more. Go check it out. And if we mentioned anything in this podcast, you can find them in the podcast notes. So take care until next time, my godly girlfriend.